Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today, Avsenia Soy of ZenusElements.com. Avsenia, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm really excited to be on the show as well.
No problem. I'm super happy to have you on the show, and what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about you so that people can learn all the awesome things that you're doing. And as a yoga and meditation teacher, her passion and purpose is to ignite or perhaps reignite your curiosity and explore how simple life can be. An hour on a mat, 15 minutes sitting in stillness, a good meal is her definition of happiness. She wants to share this with you. For you, she asks, when will you begin that long journey into yourself? So Avsenia, thanks for coming on. Are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yay, I am.
Awesome, let's do it. So the first question that I had was just to hear a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
I have a very interesting story, I guess, and it's very dynamic and complex. So I immigrated to America in 2011, and I'm Korean ethnically, but I come from Kyrgyzstan, which is a former Soviet Union republic. So I moved to Virginia in 2011, and I pretty much had to start from scratch. Like, I worked at Macy's as a part-time beauty advisor, and then I got promoted to account manager position pretty fast because I kind of like get this business aspect of sales. And it's never about numbers. I mean, numbers come after, but it's all about communication and connection. So that was like a validation for me that I really know like what communication is, like what working with people is. And I was pretty successful. So I guess like that's where my CEO/business skills started like to speak to me. So I got my major in counseling psychology, and I still was looking for a job in my field. So like after Macy's, I didn't like the hours because retail hours are tough. You have to work weekends, you have to work holidays. So I got a job through talking to people and customers at Macy's. I got a job at dental office where I was a business assistant for dental practices. And I kind of like moved up in my career there where I had to work with insurances, like on treatment plans and lots of numbers. But again, it was like I would always see that it's not about numbers and production as well. It's about the final goal to help patients, to do something good, to help a person. So from there, I got a job at NIH as a clinical data analyst. And while moving up in career, I was in relationship, and I kind of wasn't happy in relationship. So, and what got me to, I think I hit like my lowest point in life where there was like a lot of disagreement in relationship, which actually were cause of like miscommunication. I needed like an outlet, so I went and signed up to a closest yoga studio, and I thought like I'm gonna die the first class. It was so challenging, but like it was painful, like physically painful, like my brain was suffering, but something made me go back. And I guess like when you face with choosing like physical pain or emotional pain, I chose physical pain because it was understandable. And what also I noticed, like every time I would go back to yoga mat, I would like confront myself, like, and I was like honest with myself with every pose. Like, so there was always a question like, okay, this hurts, but can I go further? Like, can I push myself further? So whatever I practiced on yoga mat kind of carried over to all other aspects of my life. And then I kind of became more honest with myself. And I started to question things in my life. Like, am I happy, like, in relationship? Am I happy, like, going to work where I had to stare at computer, like, for 8 hours, like, 9 to 5, and be, like, limited, like, to limited amount of income, which wouldn't allow me, like, to travel. Like, I love traveling, like, do stuff I wanted to do. And something, like, clicked on me. One day I decided, you know what? it's time to be honest. Like, yes, it was scary, but to cut the story short, I ended the relationship where I was not happy, and I quit my job in January of 2018, and I started my own business as yoga instructor and meditation instructor, and I also offer some other therapies, and I love it. Like, every day is a challenge because it's risky, you know. I have like consistent income, but it's also like gratifying, and I do what I love, and I love to see improvement in my students, and my clientele base is surprisingly growing pretty fast. So that's my story, like, of becoming a CEO of Zenas Elements.
Yeah, I appreciate you for sharing that with us. I wanted to drill down a little bit and hear a little bit more about your business that you started, and hear a little bit more about like what you're doing to kind of help serve the clients that you're working with.
My main focus is to help people to explore yoga, but my motto is like, keep it simple. So after I explored yoga, I went to different studios and I practiced like in different classes, like so different approaches. But I saw what was missing for me is a focus on basics for people to understand like alignment, like basic alignment. So yeah, one of my focuses is to introduce yoga to everybody in the world, and to help them to understand that it's very easy and simple. It takes time and discipline to establish connection of mind and body. And you don't need to get in complicated pretzel poses. As long as you come to the mat and try to tune in the communication of your body and mind, things will just unfold. And it's a great benefit for your body. My second focus is meditation, which is a key. And I think every modern human should meditate, even like for a minute, because meditation helps to still your mind down. And if your mind is still, you feel better, you make better decisions, and you just like start to appreciate life from different angle. Those are my main priorities in my business. And my other view is that I always try to teach my clients that yoga, it's not about physical practice. We use physicality to break through and to tap into our inner self. But you gotta like break through physical aspect of it. So this is my main model and concept of my business. And I think that's how my classes are different from other instructors. And I love how I see results in people. So health benefits and like toned body comes by default without even noticing it, but it's a state of mind that changes.
Makes perfect sense. And it kind of sounds like, you know, what you're helping, you know, the clients to do that you're working with is also similar to what you went through as you were talking about with your story, where, you know, you got into the emotional, you got into kind of like the why and everything and all the things with, I guess, within the physical, so that you can start to see change and start to implement a lot of those changes that you're probably seeing your clients.
Yes, that's accurate.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And you might have already touched on it, but I wanted to ask you for what I call like your secret sauce, or something that you feel kind of distinguishes you or sets you apart. Do you have an example for that, or did you already kind of touch on that?
So secret sauce would be that, I guess, when I go to the class, I do not have expectation. Like, I do have a goal. I do have a theme for my classes. I don't have any expectation. And my secret sauce is to keep it simple. So meditation, for example, is a huge field. And a lot of like the feedback that I hear from students, like, oh, meditation is hard, like I can't detach. So my secret there is start with 1 minute, like focus on one technique, like, and then once like brain is familiar, you can progress further. So I'm a big fan of Lisa Nichols. She's amazing. Like, I follow her books, and she teaches also that so macro steps happen like once you conquer the micro steps. And this is so true. And I stick to it. It's not even a secret, but implementing it is, I guess, like there is a complexity in simplicity, right? So yeah, keep it simple. That's my secret. Like, it's easily said than done, but that's what I stick to.
No, it's huge. And I think especially, like you said, and a lot of people may not have done yoga before. They may not have meditated before. But like if you're trying to do yoga for the very first time and you see somebody, like you said, in a pretzel, you're like, oh, there's no way I'm going to be able to make that happen. But if you do those little small things, those micro things, you can start to build up to being, you know, having a healthier lifestyle, but also being able to do a lot of those yoga poses.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. Awesome. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And a CEO hack could be an app, a book, or even a habit that you have that's something that makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
I wake up every morning at 5:30 and I meditate. So usually I take about 10 to 15 minutes, but sometimes brain fights it. So I try to meditate, and if I can't, I just get out of it. But this is a must for me. And I literally feel the difference. So meditation, waking up on time, it's being disciplined. So I was watching recently Will Smith's like short video, how he was explaining what is self-love. So he pretty much like downed it down to self-discipline. And I so agree with him. So just pushing yourself and encouraging yourself to be disciplined and have your priorities and never compromise on them. I guess keeping it simple and disciplined. Those are my hacks, and I apply them in every aspect of my business.
Nice. I love that. And especially, I think I know the exact video that you're talking about with Will Smith, where, you know, self-love is doing the disciplined things that you want because you have and you love yourself enough that you want to reach a goal. So making sure that you're doing those things in order to do that is a form of self-love. So I think that's incredible examples of a CEO hack. And now I wanted to ask you for a CEO nugget. And this might be a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, but it's something that you might tell your younger business self.
I think what I would tell myself sometimes, we do have ambitions in life and we do have goals, but it is very important to understand that you need to put in work to get there. Because like when I was, I made a decision to quit my job, but I thought, yeah, I'm gonna be a yoga teacher. I'm gonna have clients and blah, blah, blah. But I never like actually put in some work to explore what it's gonna take me. And now looking at my work day now, I work more, but I enjoy it. But there is like a lot that I have to take care of, right? Because when you're like a CEO of your small business, you are like a CEO, you're a marketologist, you're a salesperson, you're a teacher. So you are everything. So the advice I would tell my younger self is just do more research and have ambitions, but also have realistic goals. And I think like another aspect that recently I'm facing a lot is ability to communicate. And that gets back like to when I immigrated to this country, that goes throughout all of my jobs. Like, I think it is important to master your skills of communication.
Now I wanted to ask you for my absolute favorite question, which is the definition for being a CEO. And we're hoping to have different kind of quote unquote CEOs on the show. So I wanted to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Okay, I guess to me, it would be a lot of work and self-growth on personal arena. Because like, once you become in charge of your own things, like you do confront a lot of things about yourself. Like the same thing about like being disciplined and being sharp, like being hungry for knowledge and always like be a driver of your business. You gotta help yourself, like hold yourself accountable and always like learn things about yourself. It's a pretty fun, sometimes challenging, interesting process. It's kind of like practicing yoga. Like by the middle of the practice, you feel like you're gonna die, but you keep driving yourself and you're exploring like what else can you do, like where you can go further, what you can improve. So I guess that's what it gave me, like this opportunity to enjoy and fully like dive in the process of exploring myself, my limits, like, and teaching myself that there are no limits sometimes.
Senya, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and then how best people can get a hold of you.
So the only message I have to people is keep things simple and be disciplined, be honest with yourself, and really choose your priorities and never compromise on them. So this is my main message. And I also would like to encourage everyone to explore yoga and meditate. I think it should be a must, like, of every person's life. Like, you need to learn how to be able to be with yourself, like, even for a minute without any distractions, just like feel like your breathing pattern or feel your body, like, or just sit and observe your thoughts. Like, it's a very small action you can take, but it's like, it is very significant in the long run. So people get hold of me. I'm all over the place in Washington, D.C. area. Mm-hmm. So I teach like a different projects. Some are not accessible by a lot of people because it's like military bases or like private corporations. But you can always reach out to me on Zenas_yoga_wellness Instagram account. Is there any way like where you can indicate it in your podcast below? Mm-hmm. Or
yeah, we're gonna put the links in the show notes.
Yeah, because my name is not very easy to pronounce. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Zenas_yoga_wellness This is my Instagram account, and you can reach out to me on my website, which is www.zenaselements.com. Yeah, so let's connect. Keep in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you for, you know, doing all the awesome things that you're doing. And like I mentioned, we'll have all those links in the show notes. So if you want to click through and definitely follow all the awesome things you're doing, Senya, I appreciate you again. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you. You too. Come join my class one day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.